Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
After Zayinim and Beis, Gemara starts in the Mishnah that after Zayinim and Aleph, that if you mashalshel the fanus mumal lamata, if you're lowering you're starting the wall from the schach and you're making it lower to the ground, if it's gevayim and aretz kimul tvachim is psula, it has to be within three tvachim of the ground. Mumata lamala, let's say you're starting from the ground going up. In Gvayim and Aretz, Asara Tvachim Ksheira. As long as it's 10 Tvachim off the ground, it's Kasher, it doesn't have to go all the way to the Skach. So in that Halacha Gufa, why doesn't it have to go all the way to the Skach? We have a Mishnah later, that if you Hirchak as a Skach, when the Fana is Gimel Tvachim, is Psula. If the Skach is more than 3 Tvachim away from the Tvana, it's possible. Right? Only if it's within 3 Tvachim, you say, love it. So the Tvanas have to be together with the schach. So how come 10 tvachim is good enough? So the Dvar says, you say, G'rasik mechitzasa. The mechitza goes up. That's the pashtus, how you learn. But earlier, the Ran is mashmah not the way. Because earlier we have the din we had by an omut. Abaye wanted to say, G'rasik mechitzasa. And Rava said, no, the mechitzas are not nikaris. You can't say, G'rasik mechitzasa. And then we had a shaila about the gag. You put 4 poles on the corner of the gag. So the Gemara there has a shaila about it. The Sami Shainim hold that is good lamaskana. You put 4 on the gag, it's good lamaskana. Why is it different than an omen? Because it's called mechitzas nikaris, it's nikaris in the house. That's what Sami Shainim hold. But Sami Shainim hold, no. Just like by an omen, it doesn't work. By svasa gag, also, it doesn't work. So the Ran says, if you hold that way, so where do you have the din of G'rasik Mechitzasa? Where is that negayah? Only by Shabbos. By Sukkah it's not negayah. By Sukkah you never say G'rasik Mechitzasa. You don't say it by an Amud. You don't say it by a Svasagag. You never say it altogether. So the whole din of G'rasik Mechitzasa, says Iran, is only by Shabbos. So effectively, playing sure, why does Iran say that? It's true that if you don't have Mechitzas Asar, you don't say G'rasik not by Amud, not by Gag. But when you have Mechitzas Asar, you still need G'rasik because they don't reach the Schach. So it's negay very often by sukkah. You have mechitzas asar, and they don't reach the schach, and you say g'rasik by sukkah. Why do you say you only have g'rasik by Shabbos, not by sukkah? You only have g'rasik by sukkah also. You need mechitzas nikaris, and then the chenami. According to these rishonim, even the gag is not called mechitzas nikaris. When you have mechitzas of 10 tvachim, you say g'rasik as effect of play Yeshua. So Chaler says maybe the man holds that when you have 10 tvachim, it's night you don't say g'rasik. G'rasik b'chol doesn't work by sukkah. G'nasik is not called the mechitzel gabi sukkah. The reason why 10 tvachim work is because it doesn't have to go up to the gag. Hirchik min haschach gimel tvachim is a problem. That's when it's far away width-wise. In the meshach it's far away. But if in the height, then you don't need it altogether. That's what the Aruch HaNeir has to say. So the Stipler wants to say, with this we can understand another Ran. The Ran says that Daifin HaKumi only say when the mechitzes reach the schach. When the mechitzas don't reach the schach, you don't say Daifin HaKumah. The Torah says, even in that case, you say Daifin HaKumah. That's the psak in the Shulchan Aruch. That, why? Because you say G'nasik till the Daifin, and then you say Daifin HaKumah. So Rabbi Kivega says, the reason why the Ran doesn't hold that way is because you don't say Tre Hilchasa. You don't say 2 halacha machines, one after the other. If the whole Daifin HaKumah only is coming from a G'nasik, a Daifin HaKumah, the two together, you don't say. But the Stipler says, if you were saying, you don't have to say that. Maybe you do say Tre Hilchasas, but G'nasik Stam doesn't work by Sukkah. Normally, when you have Skach up there, so mainly you don't need G'nasik. The Mechitzas are cool, the Mechitzas are Skach. Now, Shein came when you have Skach Pasul, so then you have to make it into one big Daifin Akuma, it doesn't work. G'nasik doesn't make it into Daifin by Sukkah. That would be the Pshat and the Ran. That's what Stam was right. Now, one Indian in regard to Mechitzas Tuya, Rabbi Yeshi says, G'shem Shel Mandel Malom, is Yud Tvachim. Kach Mal Lamat is also Yud Tvachim. And the Gemara says the argument of Mechitza Tuya is Matir or it's not Matir. But the Gemara says that Rabbi Yesi, first one to say Rabbi Yesi B'shitish Rabbi Yudah Amr. Rabbi Yesi says the guy B'sukkah it's Matir. And Rabbi Yudah says the guy B'erif and it's Matir. But the Gemara says no. Lo Rabbi Yudah L'savak Rabbi Yesi L'savak Rabbi Yudah. Because Rabbi Yudah only holds that way by Darabanan, Erivin's Darabanan, then Mechitza Tuya works. But Sukkah, which is their Isa, doesn't work. And Rabbi Yosi only holds it by Sukkah, which is a mitzvah say. Shabbos, which is Issaskila, doesn't work. Even though Erev is not an Issaskila, but since Shabbos by Melachos Deraisa is Skila, So a machmir even by the rabbanim l'gavi Shabbos, that's what Rashi says. So they have the same gemara in Erev, and the Ritva there says that you can have to say according to Rabbi Yossi that the din mechitza tli doesn't work by Shabbos as a din the rabbanim. If it would be din the raisa, how would it work by sukkah? You can't make a chiluk by the raisa sin of saying skili that works or doesn't. By the rabbanim you could say the rabbanim were geizer by Shabbos because of this is skili even by the rabbanim. They weren't geizer by sukkah to this or I say. But if we did raisa, you wouldn't be able to make a chiluk. Raisa sin of Yossi, he has to say that it's a din the rabbanim. Now he doesn't say clearly, what about according to Rabbi Yehuda? According to Rabbi Yehuda that says it works for the Rabbanis, not for the Raisa. So maybe you can say it is a psul the Raisa. Maybe you can say it is a psul the Raisa. But there's a psul the Raisa, by the Rabbanis they will make them. But that's not so mistabit, because normally you say, call the Targa Rabbanis came the Raisa tikkun. Why should the Rabbanis be make them? By that dinim amachitzas, the things that don't work me the Raisa. Also smashment, so the Rabbanis tikkun then, they will machm by the Raisa, not by the Rabbanis. The Ganyankov there says that even according to Nacham, the same Mechitza Tuli never works, also it's the Rabbanim. He doesn't want to make a machlekes if Mechitza Tuliya works altogether or not. You know, that the Pshan and the Rabbanim say it never works is the Raisa. Once you see according to Abyeisim the Yud, it's the Rabbanim. Mestama, according to Nacham, that say it never works, also is the Rabbanim. That's what this Hasem is also clear such a thing, but he says no. The Stimus HaPaiskim is Mashma, that it doesn't work me the Raisa. Doesn't work with the rice. That's what steam is a paiskim's mash. But Taisha maybe according to Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yehuda's there abundant. That's why one of them is makel by sukkah, that's a say, and one is makel by Erevin, which is there abundant. But according to abundant, could be it's a din deraisa. Now you'll have a kasha if he says it's a din deraisa. So what does it mean that Rashi brought down that mechitza tuli works by mayim? Because kala shekin lacham by mayim. If it's deraisa, why would you makel by mayim? So it could be mayim because of its seyrif, they were makel because the cases of mayim also there abundant. The case of Mayim is for Erevin, Rosh HaBesh Teichat Seiris, or by Exustu Shuvamalam and Mayim, which are taken from a Karmelist to Rosh HaSeyachim. So maybe because of the big Tzarek by Mayim, they will make it because it's Din in their Rabbanon. But it could be the Psul, according to the Rabbanon, is the Psul their Isa.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.